Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. And you're right. It's time for The Good Stuff. And we're delighted to be bringing it to you. It's Kim and Mike Burge.
Today is the first day of the Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering right here in Valentine. We hope you check it out at oldwestdays.net. And if you can't make it this year for tonight or maybe tomorrow's performances of the Old West Days, well, you can check it out again next year. It'll be back next spring. Oldwestdays.net is where you go to find out information.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. You know, if you want to talk about the R word, you know what I mean. That ranching word, that's right. Grab your hat because we can dive into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insight. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to TSLN.com to subscribe today. And guess what today is?
Earth Day.
No.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day, you're right.
Earth Day was a Tuesday.
Yep, that's right. Arbor Day is today. Now, not everyone celebrates it on the last Friday, but we do because we're from Nebraska, and that's where Arbor Day got started. Arbor Day sprouted from the mind of a zealous tree lover named Julius Sterling Morton. A popular Arbor Day tradition is to plant a tree in honor or memory of a loved one. Learn some interesting facts from this day and learn about the power of trees, which support our well-being. This is a quote from J. Sterling Morton, and I think he puts it pretty well. Other holidays repose upon the past. Arbor Day proposes for the future.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago.
That's right.
Second best time. Yep. Second best time to plant a tree is today. So plant some trees this spring.
Here's a little sports humor for you today.
Well, I get it.
Yeah.
I'll understand it.
This is old enough that actually they said the man inherited a little over $1 billion. Now, that wouldn't touch the story in today. So we'd have to say like $100 billion to make it in today's dollar.
Okay.
But anyway, the man had three sons. And he told his sons that since he now had all this money, he would like to know what each of them would like to have. He stressed that money was no object. So his first son said that he had always wanted a Jaguar. The father went out, and since money was no object, bought him seven Jaguars in different colors so that he would have a different one to drive every day of the week. His second son said that he always wanted a motorcycle. So the father went out, and again, since money was no object, bought him 30 new motorcycles, 10 dirt bikes, 10 hogs, and 10 touring bikes. So he'd have a different bike to ride just about every day of the month. Now, his third and youngest son was only 6 years old. So the little guy said that he simply had wanted a Mickey Mouse outfit. So, money being no object, his father went out and bought his son the Minnesota Vikings. I'm sorry for all you Viking fans out there, but I had to do that one.
Yeah, you can tell the same story, everybody that's a Vikings fan, and just insert your team that you want dished.
I apologize to those in Ortonville, Minnesota listening.
There you go.
And Julie
that's
and the crew.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, here are some little funny questions from Shirley Schumann of Crookston, Nebraska. If a bottle of poison reaches its expiration date, is it more poisonous or is it no longer poisonous?
Good question.
Which letter is silent in the word scent, as in fragrance, a scent? Is it the S or the C?
I think it's the C.
Okay, we'll go with that. Do twins ever realize that one of them is unplanned?
I don't know if they ever talk about that. We have twin granddaughters. Maybe when they're older, we'll ask them.
Yep, very funny. Every time you clean something, you just make something else dirty.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, the word swims upside down still is swims.
Wow. I don't think I knew that one.
That's funny. Over 100 years ago, everyone owned a horse and only the rich had cars. Today, everyone has cars and only the rich own horses.
That's true.
If people evolved around monkeys, why are there still monkeys around?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I've thought about that one, though.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? I just read something about that not very long ago.
Well, you're going to save some of those for another edition of our program. The world famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is coming up May 3rd and 4th. They've got live horse racing, simulcast racing, also for Mother's Day. May 15th to the 18th is the main run of the show. And don't forget Gary Allen, Tiger Lily Gold, and Tanner Laws performing one night only. A great lineup of entertainment. You can get tickets for that concert May 15th at buckinghorsesale.com. It's the world famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, Mile City, Montana. And that's the good stuff.